ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
शांति स्पिरिचुअल ड्रिल्स भाई बाप दादा टुडेज 10th डे ऑफ दिस भट्टी एंड वी आर ट्राइंग टू लिसन टू दैट साउंडलेस साउंड विच इज समवेयर हिडन विद इन आवर ओन एग्जिस्टेंस बट टू रीच दैट साउंड बट टू हियर दैट साउंड One must let go of the sounds of this world. Then only you can listen to that speechless speech. So today, Baba is giving us yet another new practice. So, and that is, I become detached and loving to the Father. I am detached. These physical organs are my companions. They are my companions while I perform actions. But I am loving and detached. Throughout the entire day, while performing actions, I let this awareness emerge and I will easily be able to experience the karmatit stage. So, the main effort for today is detachment. How can I get detached? Detachment doesn't just mean to get away from things. There are two things, likes and dislikes. Detachment is not about dislike. Detachment is detached from both likes as well as dislikes. Attachments and repulsions. Our mind has a tendency to move to these two extremes. Either we start loving somebody too much or we dislike somebody. We are attached to somebody or we want to go away from somebody. We hate that person. There is a strong repulsion within us. But detachment is not about likes and dislikes. It is not about attachment and repulsions. Detachment is something, if you draw a triangle, this is attachment, this is detachment. But this detachment which Baba is talking, this is sitting here. It is not rag or it is not virag, it is vitrag. That's the word. Where mind is beyond likes and dislikes. Rag and dvesh, both are not there. But it has flown above these two. Pairs of opposite. So Baba says, throughout the day, try to get detached. Detached from what? Firstly, the gross environment where we are working. gross environment and the vibrations which are there, suddenly we should be able to detach ourselves. Then people who are there, getting detached from the people who are around you, then getting detached from your work or seva, getting detached from your own thoughts, emotions. So, how to do this? As we said, our journey starts from the gross to the subtle, from the body to the mind, from the known to the unknown. To practice detachment, we have to do something which can be done every day, which can become a practice. Without practice, this knowledge cannot become practical. If you want this gyan, this knowledge, this yoga to become practical, the only one thing which we have to do is practice, practice and practice and practice and practice. Keep on practicing till the time you master, be it any art. So today we will be practicing the art of detachment. Practice the art of detachment. So, what do you think? How should we practice detachment? Yes? Okay, know what are all the different attachments I have. But knowing attachment alone is not enough. Sometimes they may make you more miserable, that I am attached to so many things. I am addicted to so many things. There is one addict. He is addicted to smoking from 40 years. So you make him sit in meditation and let him make him think. Make a list of things you are attached to. So he says addiction to smoking and then wine and multiple other things. And thinking all those things, he is becoming more and more miserable. Just thinking, these are the so many things I am attached to. Now to get out of it. Because he doesn't know the way out. Okay, but you should know your attachments. What else? How to practice this art of detachment? Yes? Observing. So that's a very important practice. Observing. Just observing. Seeing. But these addictions are very deep. So there are four levels where we have to practice observation. And this task is not that I know the theory, I have already known the theory, all notes are in my book. It's not about that. It's about practicing. So this observation is at four level. Breath, body, mind or chitta and sanskars. Or you call it addictions or habits. This is a compulsory practice which you have to do every day. This is not yoga. This is a new practice which we have to do almost every day and give more time to it. Yoga we do with open eyes, because when we close eyes in yoga, we might feel sleepy. And that's not allowed here. Yoga, we are taking energy. We are filling the mind with energy. We are building up relationship. It's not sitting stone-like in yoga. That's not yoga. Baba has taught us Raja Yoga, where we talk with God, where we share with Him, where we forge different relationships with Him, where we talk with Him, communicate with Him, where we feel Him, His presence and everything. So that's yoga. But this is a different art where we are keeping our eyes closed for some time throughout the day. And preferably, you can practice this whenever you are free throughout the day. There's one word in English, dead air. You have to fill this dead air with some activities. Like, you're washing utensils, cooking food, or traveling, commuting, keep on listening something good. That is filling the dead air. Keep on doing something. Something should go on. Some soft music. Some positive affirmation. I am Master Almighty Soul. I am a Master Almighty Soul. You are not repeating. It's, you can record in your own voice. That's a very good idea. You can record the type of person you want to become. You record it and then keep on playing it. If there is a just 1 minute recording, 1 second, 1 minute, make it 1 hour. By digital means, that audio, make it into 1 hour. I am this, I am this, I am this, I am this, I am this. With your own voice. Like, Mayamritvela is very perfect. You record this for 1 hour recording. And you are traveling from Mount Abu to Abu Road. And plug earphones and go down. And in between you will go off to sleep. So that period is the time where that thought will enter the subconscious. Somewhere hazy period. Where you are awake also. Where you are not sleeping also. In between, and that subliminal suggestions they are known as. Somewhere this dead air, the empty time, the empty space will be filled with that thought. My Amrit Vela is perfect. Gradually it has gone into the layers of subconscious. The next day when you wake up for Amrit Vela, automatically what thought will come? My Amrit Vela is very perfect. So sleep will go away. Just as, what do these advertising agencies do? Hammer. What they do? Hammering. There's a soap called Lux. Brand name Lux. So what they, there is a cricket match going on. Suddenly the advertisement pops up. Lux. 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 Then again the cricket match. We are not watching that. We are not interested also in Lux. Whenever the advertisement comes, oh, we'll start looking here and there. But we don't, because the advertisement is just for 30 seconds. But we don't get up from our seat because the match is very interesting. India is about to win. So we are so interested in watching the match. And suddenly, Lux. Oh no. And suddenly Lux. And suddenly that soap, Lux comes. So 1 hour somebody was watching that match and 10 times that advertisement has come. Now he goes to the shop to purchase a soap. So the shopkeeper asks, what do you want? He says, just bathing soap. Which one? I have so many. He says, Lux. From where it has come? It had gone into the subconscious. Did he practice it? Had he practiced it, he would not have. If you consciously read Murli, oh, this Murli, that point, keep aside. Evening somebody asked me, tell me 5 points of Murli. I can't remember anything. Why? It has not gone into the subconscious. So you have to practice reading. You know, students are taught to study during sleep. That historical or mythological example of Abhimanyu, where he learned the art of entering the Chakravyuh whilst he was in the womb of his mother. That time he learned. So these are the period where you are not sleeping and sleeping. In between, Hinduism call it Shushupti. In that stage, you can access subconscious. So here also, fill those dead space. So, that is an indirect method to reach that point, what we want in life. So, what I was telling, record your own audio. Mayamritvela is perfect. Or you want to get rid of some habit, some addiction. That addiction which is disturbing you and pestering your life throughout. So, if you want to throw this addiction out of your life, create an affirmation, a commentary, an auto-suggestion with your own voice, but and then make it 1 hour. And while sleeping, just put that there inside and go off to sleep. You're not working on that, just going. When you know you are feeling sleepy, that is the period. Just go, and that thought will enter the subconscious and it will start working on its own. You are putting a seed there. So today we have to master the art of detachment. This is today's homework. So four types of detachment. How do you practice detachment? By observing. That is the best method. And four types of observation. First observation, observing the breath. Breath is coming, breath is going out. Inhaling and exhaling. I am not attaching anything. No thought is getting attached. No image you need to attach. No mantra. Not even 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nothing. Only breath. Breath is coming, breath is going. Breath is coming. I am not trying to tamper with breath. I am not trying to manipulate breath. I am not trying to wild breath. I am just observing it. Sometimes it is entering from one nostril, sometimes from the second, sometimes from both, sometimes I am not understanding whether it is going or not. Coming or going, nothing. So observation of breath is a practice of detachment. One. Second, observing body. You start observing body. From top till bottom, you just scan it. Because there is something or other going on throughout the body. There is a pain somewhere. I learn to observe my pain. There is a itching somewhere. I learn to observe my itching. There is a cold feeling. I learn to observe that cold. You know how the face becomes when something happens? So many different expressions on the face. If you have pain, how a person cries? There is a pain, but it should not come on the face. It will not vanish. It will stay, but you will get detached from it. What a painkiller does? There is a pain in the knee. Okay, I take a painkiller. So brain starts feeling the sensation of the pain. Does it mean that the pain has gone? Pain is there, but a cut off. In the similar manner, the same thing will happen here. You will learn to observe it. You will learn to, because you are always exaggerating your pains, your bodily sensations. There is a cold, the temperature is 23. You feel it is so very cold, 10 degree temperature it is. Why? Because somebody has told it is too cold today. So suddenly it has gone inside. So it's all here. So working is here. So observing body, just scanning from top till bottom, sitting still without a movement, and just starting from top and seeing what is happening. What sort of sensations are there? Just observing them. Don't trying to manipulate them. Third is observing mind. This is even subtler than this one. Observing mind. Sitting and observing mind. Close the eyes and just observe. What thoughts are coming? What thoughts are going? What thoughts are coming? What thoughts are going? Thoughts are coming. Thoughts are going. I am not trying to control them. Just observing them. This is a very important practice. And the third practice is observing. This is even deeper. Observing sanskars, addictions or habit. What are my deepest addictions? My deepest addictions. What are they? How do I react in particular situations? So these are the four types of addictions. So let us sit alert. Very much alert. Back would be straight. Hands would be locked. Legs would be locked. Eyes would be closed, and we begin these four exercises. When we practice this, for Baba said there is only one word which you have to do. Unless and until you practice, it will not become practical. Practice and then practical. Practice and the knowledge will become practical. Practice, 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 practice. So start with breath. Breath coming, breath going. That's it. If you aren't feeling the breath, take one or two hard breaths. Feel the touch of the breath on the walls of the nostril. Now start scanning the body from top till bottom. Just observe the sensations you feel. There might be some pain, some twitching, some heaviness, some lightness somewhere. Start from the top of the head. Come to the face. Neck. Right arm. Chest. Abdomen. Left arm. Upper portion of the back. Lower portion of the back. Some itching somewhere. Some clear, some unclear sensations. Just observe. Right leg. From top till bottom. Some numbness, some twitching, some itching, some pulsations. Left leg. Feel the touch of the clothes on the body. I am detached. Now start observing the thoughts as if I am someone away from the movement of thoughts, influx and outflux of thoughts. Thoughts are coming, thoughts are going. I am a detached observer. Now enter below the thoughts. What are my habits, my deepest addictions, my sanskars? Is it some vice? Or some negativity? Or some stubborn nature? Or some unflinching attitude. Or overthinking. Or exaggeration. Or falsehood. Just observe your addictions. Or overeating. What are my deepest addictions, attachments? Om Shanti.